Have you ever considered that you could increase the size of your penis using simple, natural and effective methods? Today, we invite you to learn some special techniques for penis enlargement. Then, we dive into the beautiful world of Tripura Sundari, who represents the supreme beauty of pure perception that appears when we are capable of seeing the whole of manifestation as a direct reflection of God's consciousness. Today's meditation will be on the theme of communion with the great cosmic power Tripura Sundari. Tiger Lily and Amaris will be your yogi hosts for the day. Special Techniques for Penis Enlargement, Part 1. In this article, we are going to present a modern method for penis enlargement. Even if this method makes use of the most modern resources and technology, its basic principle originates in ancient methods from Asia and Peru. The device for penis enlargement is named the vacuum developer, and it is in fact a sucking pump. How does it work? The flaccid penis is introduced into a tube. This enclosed space will become tight by using an elastic rubber socket at the entrance. Then the air within the tube will be pumped out by means of a sucking device. The vacuum from inside will increase the volume of the penis. In this way, the man will get a strong erection in only a few minutes. How can this method lead to the enlargement of the penis? The penis is made up of spongy and cavernous tissues, which has the capacity of increasing its dimensions because it is an extendable tissue. This augmentation cannot be obtained if the man doesn't use this device regularly. Penis enlargement step by step. 1. Buy a vacuum developer from a sex shop or make your own device. 2. Make a commitment with yourself that you will practice this method daily for at least 6 months. This is absolutely necessary to attain the desired results regarding penis enlargement. 3. Follow these steps every day. A. Apply a high-quality cream on your flaccid penis. The cream should be one that helps to elongate the tissues. B. Massage the penis till the cream enters the skin. If you get an erection after this massage, then wait till you lose the erection. C. Introduce the penis in the tube and be sure that the enclosed space is airtight. D. Pump out the air very slowly till you get an erection. E. Make 3 to 7 pumps to get a full strength erection. The number of additional pumps depends on you. When the penis reaches its maximum length, allow the air to enter quickly into the tube. G. Wait till you get a flaccid penis. A rapid method for losing the erection is to introduce the penis into cold water for a few seconds. H. Take the penis base and stretch it gently a few times. I. Repeat the entire process described above. 4. Practice this method for half an hour daily. 5. Wash the tube with water and soap to make it clean for the next day. Be careful. Before pumping your penis, it has to be a normal size. Normal size corresponds to the flaccid penis. Otherwise, this technique will be useless. The advantages of using this method. 1. You can practice it without any risk. 2. The procedure is hygienic. 3. The toning effect on the penis operates both on the penis length and on penis diameter. 4. It is a successful method. 5. It can be used for getting a strong erection whenever necessary. Be careful. Do not use this method for masturbation. In the next articles, we present ancient methods for penis enlargement, but do not hesitate to use this successful modern method. Good luck, and remember, perseverance is the key. Special Techniques for Penis Enlargement, Part 2. Be careful, don't overdo it. When we talk about the size of a penis, we can't forget the possibility of giving pleasure to the one thing that all men worship, the woman. It is very important for a man to know that he can sexually satisfy his lover. Besides this, there are other motives for practicing penis enlargement. For example, that no man likes, when in the presence of other men, to expose a small, virile limb. There are exceptional men whose penis size can reach and even go beyond 40 centimeters when in erection. In the case of the outlaw Terente, who lived in the Danube Delta, he became a legend. His virile limb was over 40 centimeters long and is permanently kept at a medical institute, giving the nurses something to dream about. Yet, there are unusual cases of men who use the techniques of enlarging their penises too much, many times because of a so-called manly ego. Except for the satisfaction of the ego, a lot of real problems can occur during sexual intercourse. For example, it may become impossible for a man who has enlarged his penis too much to get an upward erection. A very large penis becomes too heavy for the pubic muscles in erection, and thus it remains in a descendant position. This can be embarrassing to a man. Furthermore, he may only be satisfied when he is able to find a woman his size. He may have to act cautiously so as not to hurt his girlfriend, and that can lead to less pleasure. Finally, the impossibility to approach certain positions during intercourse because of the incompatibility limits the couple to a small number of erotic positions. For example, in the position where the woman is on top, it becomes very difficult. The techniques used to enhance the size of your penis that we are about to describe here should therefore be used with caution and studied carefully. It is only natural for a man to wish for his penis size to be larger, especially if it is small. But it can also be dangerous if these techniques are excessively used. So, not too small, but not too big either. The one with the most impressive penis always has the most beautiful women. In Australia, men use a technique both interesting and useful. This method consists in making the penis longer by using several rings. This procedure, traditionally called the ostrich neck, has a correspondent in the strange custom of the giraffe women from Africa. You have already probably seen pictures of these women who stretch their necks by putting rings one on top of the other and carrying them all their lives. In their tribe, if the woman is caught cheating by her husband, he has the right to take the rings off. Thus, she would have to keep her neck down until the muscles become strong enough to keep it up. Their necks can reach unbelievable lengths, and the longer the neck, the greater the respect and admiration the woman receives. Although, far away, some Australians use the same model to lengthen not their necks, but as a proof of their ingenuity, their virile limbs. The origin goes far back in time, but it was transmitted from generation to generation and from father to son in a tribe from southern Australia because of a simple motif. They were very precise, special rituals that took place in the wedding ceremony, where the most important thing about a man was the size of his penis. The one with the largest penis had the right to choose the most beautiful and fertile woman of the tribe. It seems like they considered the right of the natural law as sacred. The men of this tribe invented a very efficient method. Being a lot more practical than men nowadays, who usually just complain about the small size of their masculinity, but do not take intelligent steps to help themselves. This technique is rather uncomfortable, it is true. but it has unbelievable results, the most impressive penises in the world, which can reach between 50 to 60 centimeters long. These men used to fix their penises by putting a belt around their waist when going hunting. There is a permanent contest between the men because of the size of their penis was also the criterion to elect the rulers of the tribe. From theory to practice, there is a single step. Take it. Here is the procedure. Some special rings should be put around the penis in rest so that they can cover its whole surface. In time, the penis loosens up and it gets longer because of the great number and weight of the rings that force it to enlarge. As the penis gets longer, new rings should be added until the penis reaches the desired size. The rings can be made of metal or plastic and have an adjustable circumference. What is difficult is that you have to get used to wearing them for as long as possible. The good part is that wearing them makes the surface of your penis more sensitive. It will give complete satisfaction not only to you, but also to your lover. And you will feel every little movement more intensely. It can also give you a greater control over the ejaculation. But of course, take them off before penetrating your lover, because otherwise her reaction may not be a positive one. Tripura Sundari, Part 2. A pure mind mirrors the truth. In order to resonate with this euphoric state of perception produced by beauty, we need to eliminate any preconceived ideas that we know or remember. In other words, we truly need to cleanse our mind so that the magnificent and glorious light of the divine self can reflect itself. If we do not fulfill this condition, the residues of our thoughts and emotions will obstruct, as a dark lens, the divine beauty that surrounds us. Essentially speaking, Tripura Sundari represents the supreme beauty of pure perception that appears when we are capable of seeing, of envisaging inside of our being the whole manifestation as a direct reflection of God's consciousness. Thus, the great goddess appears to us as the beauty of the whole creation, but this perception is performed in terms of the indestructible divine unity, in the sense that the whole macrocosmos is Brahman, or the Heavenly Father, and that there is nothing outside his consciousness. Therefore, the ardent worship of the great cosmic power Tripura Sundari is one of the shortest and most secure paths towards the revelation of the divine self. When the mind is saturated with this divine knowledge, it will easily find total satisfaction in whatever we do. Our perception is then transfigured, and thus we will find joy and happiness in all that we do, even in the most common and apparently insignificant gestures and actions. We are now free from any conception of time, space, size, distance, etc. Then, any perception reveals God's eternal and compassionate presence, and thus any perception becomes a kind of small universe in itself, allowing us to intuitively know the uniqueness of the divine consciousness in the appearance of the myriads of forms and manifestations. The world is a game. Tripura Sundari is also known as Lalita, the one who plays. The Hindu spiritual tradition asserts that the whole creation is in fact the beautiful, charming game or play of the Divine Mother, to which we as human beings are merely transient individuals in the Mother's gigantic game, and in order to become free from its illusion, we need to understand which is the primordial source of power and energy that moves around it. Our pain and suffering are mere illusions. They are a direct consequence of the false knowledge rooted in ignorance and the manifestation of the ego. This is relatively simple because we stubbornly and obstinately tend to control our happiness, or we tend to own it from this point of view, of a separate false self. We practically split ourselves from the genuine spiritual bliss. As an accurate and pure image of this bliss, Lalita shows us the way to get out of the situation that we need not deny happiness, but discover it inside ourselves. Lalita awakens the receptive soul to divine happiness, saturating every single thing that exists in the universe. Lalita is also known as the deity presiding over the Sri Yantra, the yantra that is at the base of the whole universe and that originated in the subtle universal sound, Pravana. Lalita is considered as the most beautiful of deities and represents the supreme ecstatic bliss as the source of many other wonderful perceptions. Tradition says that she is located on the peak of Mount Meru, the so-called cosmic mountain, sustaining and leading movement and action in the whole universe. In the microcosmos of our being, Mount Meru is associated with Sushumna Nadi. She also represents the endless divine love, which is in fact the central essential force motivating the existence of the macrocosmos and at the same time the initial impulse towards spiritual freedom. Love is the gate to her heart. Tripura Sundari is also named Rajara Jesvari, or the governess of the whole creation, because she gives the orders of ruling the macrocosmos. Therefore, it is important that we think of her and that we invoke her grace whenever we are facing a difficult decision in life. However, her orders are not based on authority, but on the respect for the free will of each being, and they are also charged with endless divine love. Consequently, all we need to do in order to receive her grace is to open up our hearts and sincerity to the love she offers us unconditionally. However, to deeply understand her way of action in the universe, we need to eliminate our selfish desires and to love in a transfiguring manner everything around us. According to tantric teachings, beauty and ecstatic bliss represent the fundamental energy of the universe, and the game, the play, is the nature of any existing thing in the universe. Knowing all of this, the path towards spiritual freedom and towards obtaining real happiness and fulfillment becomes easier. This is the spiritual key offered to us by the great cosmic power, Tripura Sundari.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of love, beauty, and harmony, Tripura Sundari. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. Communion with the great cosmic force of love, beauty, and harmony, Tripura Sundari. Let us begin. Thank you.
Well, that concludes another show. Goodbye from all of us at Tantra FM.